this Thursday morning, brought to you by Tulsa Bone and Joint of Bartlesville and Jane Phillips Medical Center, working together to keep you on the move, also by First Baptist Church. It's Jennifer Ennis from Elder Care. We'll talk things over in just a moment.
Complete orthopedic care with a collaborative approach. Tulsa Bone and Joint and Jane Phillips Medical Center have teamed up to deliver a proactive approach for the prevention, care, and treatment of all bone and joint injuries. Depend on our compassionate surgeons and medical staff for all your family's orthopedic needs. Call today for your appointment, 918-214-8232. Tulsa Bone and Joint of Bartlesville and Jane Phillips Medical Center, working together to keep you on the move.
AM 1400, 93.3 FM, K1. Again, Jennifer Ennis in from Elder Care. Hey, you had a good time Monday for the open house. Oh, no, that was the 4th of July. You didn't have an open house, I'll bet. Good morning, Jennifer.
Good morning. Now, we all decided to not have an open house and spend the 4th with our family. So we actually just rescheduled it to this upcoming Monday, July 11th. So okay. You didn't miss it. We didn't cancel it. We just moved it a little bit. So if you're interested in coming to an open house at Elder Care, learning about all of our programs, taking a tour of the building, having a little coffee and pastry, we'd encourage you to drop by. It's 10 a.m. on Monday. That would be July 11th. Mm-hmm. And there's no RSVP. Everyone's welcome to come. It's a really good time. We always have a pretty good turnout, but it's just, even if you haven't been there in a couple years, everything changes at Elder Care. So if you really haven't been there in quite a while, come by and just see if anything's changed, anything new that you might be interested in.
So just come by. Like, so you can be a repeat attender. It's okay, right?
Absolutely. You could be a repeat attender. And
if or offender, either
way. Yeah, I was like, don't mess that word up. If you don't know where Elder Care is, we're right over by Walmart on Swan Drive. So you go past Walmart, you kind of take that curve around, and we are a big building, green roof. We're right there next to Green Country Village. So we're pretty easy to find it, because I think almost everyone knows where Walmart is. So just keep going and you'll find us.
It's an excellent landmark to say, just, you know, go there and then turn and you find yourself at Elder Care.
So yeah, but if you'd like the actual address, it's 1223 Swan Drive. So those people who want to type it in their phone or GPS to get over there, or look at an old map instead of landmarks, I want to make sure you have the address too. Yeah,
exactly. If you're coming in from No Water Road, maybe if you're better if you turn at the tag agency and go the other way.
But yeah. That is a much better. Yeah, if you are coming in from No Water, right there at that tag agency, or I like to call it Daylight Donut Road.
Yeah.
You know, right there, come down Swan Drive, and we're just right down before you hit Walmart then.
You're like me in a lot of ways. We get keyed in on food landmarks.
So yeah, I know. It's a problem. My waist doesn't like it.
I'm
so
not
much.
Going there. Anyway, and you'll get some coffee and pastries while you're there. What do you find at the Elder at the open house? What do people, you know, go to see?
You know, a lot of people come to talk about really two of our main programs. You know, one is Daybreak, and we've talked a lot about Daybreak because it's a core program of ours, and that's our day health center where mature adults will come and they'll spend one day or 5 days a week at Elder Care from 7:30 to 5:30 or some variation in between there. Mm-hmm. And they will do different social activities, from physical to mental, because we know those stimulations really keep you young and active and keep going, as well as arts and crafts and just all kinds of fun things to do. We do exercise 3 times a week. If you come on one of those days, we do an actual exercise class. There's breakfast, lunch, and a snack. And so a lot of times that's what people want to come. They want to know about Daybreak. Are they ready for Daybreak? Are their loved ones ready? You know, this last year has been really exciting because we've been able to talk to people about all the outings that Daybreak has started to do. You know, if you listen to me at any time this year, we've kind of spoke about how Daybreak shifted a little bit, and those who come that really want to kind of get out and about as well, every about once or twice a month, we'll plan kind of field trip type events, and we've been out to the mall. We've just gone to eat here in the community. I know they went down to the boutique shops downtown and kind of got to explore all of those. Mm-hmm. And then just last week, they went to No Water and checked out the bowling ball art. It was super fun. It was really a great time. If you've never been out to see the art, you should definitely try one time. Yeah. But the other program that a lot of people are really interested in tends to be our Brighter Living program. Mm-hmm. A lot of people come in and say, I just can't drive as often as I used to. And I'm really struggling with getting to the places I need to, whether that's the doctor or a lot of times it's really getting to Walmart. It's a lot more difficult. It's a lot of walking. And I could really use some help. And that's what this Brighter Living program can do. It's a companion service. It's a private pay, but you just pay for each hour that you need help. And so maybe you have a budget and you can break it down into however many hours that works for you per month and then schedule them out that way. It can also be 24-hour care. So maybe you have a loved one who wants to stay at home but would feel more comfortable having someone there all the time just to make sure that they don't fall or things are going well. That's something that can be worked out. So it's a really nicely tailored program to what you need, and that's what they're looking for. It's not home health, but what can I do to get a little bit more help at home or just so I can stay at my house longer and I don't have to go to a nursing home because this is my home and this is where I want to stay.
Oh, and I know a lot of older people, you know, kind of make that certain appointments every day of the week. Friday morning, maybe they go to the grocery store and do their shopping for the week so that unless something pops up, you know, I'll use more bread or milk or whatever during the week than you thought you did, then you're good for the week. And so you can set those appointments for that person to kind of, you know, go shopping with you and reach the stuff off the top shelf or whatever you like.
Absolutely. And that's what usually happens. Maybe it's 2 days a week, and so Tuesdays is the day that, you know, they help go to the doctor with you or whatever other errands, and Thursday's the day you guys go grocery shopping, gas up the car, those kind of things. But it's not just for running errands. I mean, there can be help in the home. You know, one thing that has been a big thing too is, well, I can go grocery shopping, but I'm finding it a lot more difficult to cook. Either I don't feel like it because I just don't have the energy, or I'm just finding it a little bit more difficult to stand there that long and do that. So our companions can come in and they can do some meal preparation. So maybe you've gone to the store and so here they are, and they prepare a couple meals and you box them up and you put them in the fridge and you're good to go for a couple days. You can just pull them out and reheat them. And that's a real popular thing because getting, you know, the ability to cook sometimes gets a little bit more difficult as you get a little bit older. And so this kind of takes the hassle out of it. It takes, you know, maybe it's 1 hour to cook three meals and you're good to go for a couple days or something. Also, light housekeeping. Maybe you have no problem, you know, picking up anything but dusting becomes a
lot to do that anyway.
A lot more difficult. Vacuuming, you know, especially if maybe you have an upstairs and you just can't quite get the vacuum upstairs anymore. Mopping, you know, that's can be kind of strenuous sometimes. Cleaning the bathtubs, those light housekeeping things that are just a little bit more difficult for you because they require more, you know, bending over time or carrying things that are a little bit heavier. Companions can help you with those things, and you keep the house 99% good, but there's always that 1%. You could really use help because you're just not getting it done as you used to.
And that's what the program is all about. And like you said, you pay for the time, the service that you use.
Absolutely. There's no block time. You know, a lot of times some people find that other services say, well, you have to use a minimum of 4 hours each day that we come out. Well, that's not the case for us. We try to make this as budget friendly as possible. And so, again, maybe you have a certain amount for a whole month. And so we look at your whole month and say, well, you're going to need, you know, quite a bit for this doctor's appointment. So let's spread it out and do this. And so we try really hard to work with you and get everything we can in so that it's really budget friendly. And it can just be once a month, even if that's all you need or whatever it is. Some people also find it a little bit more difficult to take their dogs out and really get the exercise that they need. So maybe they run in the backyard, but they'd like their dog to get a good walk in once a week. Well, that's something that sometimes companions will do because our pets are an extension of our family. And so we can kind of provide that. And it's just those little things that get a little bit more difficult, and they start making you question whether or not being by yourself is feasible after a couple, you know, couple months or a couple years. And so we're there to bridge the gap because you can stay at home and you can be there as long as you need to, and we can be there to help.
And most people would say they're better off at home. They're comfortable. It's their place. It's their stuff.
Yeah. Well, and as you get older, you know, you got that muscle memory too. You know where all your stuff is. And so you don't have to relocate and try and find everything. The best thing is it can start small. And as the years go and you get to know your companions, you can increase anytime you need to. So maybe you just needed 2 hours a week, but you're finding four is better now. And so that's a program that can grow with you in your need and your family's needs. A lot of people use it also for transportation to the airport in Tulsa. If they're going to go visit a family member and they don't want to park their car there. Doctor's appointments in Tulsa as well is a popular one. So there's a lot of ways that it can kind of work out in your favor. But it's a program you have to enroll in. It's not something you can just call me and say, hey, Jennifer, I want someone to come and grocery shop with me on Friday. Well, great, but we got to get you enrolled first. So definitely give us a call. Talk about that enrollment process. There's a small assessment that goes with it because we want to know what your needs really are so we can advise you in the best way that we can. And then we can get you started. And from there, you just call us and make a schedule. So.
Would you say it's best like 10 days maybe in advance before you think you're going to need somebody? Or, I mean, it's probably best as soon as possible. But
you know, as earlier as you can is the best, really, because, you know, sometimes we do get emergency phone calls that say, I've heard about this service and I desperately need someone for tomorrow. And rarely we've been able to make that work, but we try. It just doesn't work like that. But at least a week is really good for us. 2 weeks is kind of nice because it gives us time to work with your schedule and our schedule. But give us a call. Anytime there's an emergency, give us a call. We can try and help if we can, but we really recommend a week, 2 weeks of scheduled time to get that assessment done. And once it's done, you're in. Then it's just calling and getting on the schedule.
So. Well, there's so many other things that we talk about on a regular basis, and I just realized the air conditioner in the room kicked on, and I said to myself, oh, it's hot outside. Maybe we better talk about the cool room project just a little bit.
Yeah. Cool Room Projects is one of the few programs not everyone knows about at Elder Care.
You've been doing it for 10, 12 years, but you're right.
We have, but not a lot of people know about it. And what it is it's it is so dangerous for anybody to be at a home without air conditioning, especially in these extreme heats. But that is so true for young children and older adults, because as you're younger and older, you can't regulate your body temperature the same as you could when you were kind of in your adulthood area. And so what we do is we provide 110 AC units that go in your window, and all you do is you plug it in, you close a door to your room, and you can keep one room of your house cool. They're not big enough to cool your whole house. We can't give you more than one, so one of our stipulations is that you have a room that you can close a door, whether that's your bedroom upstairs that you spend a lot of time in. We always recommend whatever room you spend the most time in. If you can relocate downstairs to the living room for the summer, hot months, and so everything's kind of in there, that's an ideal situation. But it's free of charge. If you need an air conditioner, if you have no central air and heat, you're 60 or older, and you live in Bartlesville or the close, you know, cities around, give us a call and we can try and get you set up for a window unit that can then help. We don't install them for you. You'll need a family member or a neighbor to do that. You also need to come pick them up from us. You do have to return them. The only way the project works is that they get returned. And it's simple. We send a letter out once we've noticed that the cooler weather's moved in. We send you a letter and say within 2 weeks, we request that you return the air conditioner. You bring it in, we clean them up, we store them, and then the following year we get ready to go. And so if that's you, or that's a neighbor, or that's a church member, or someone you know, you can give us a call. We can help out with an air conditioner. The other thing is that the need every year grows for those who may need an air conditioner. The weathers are getting much hotter, it seems like, all the time. They stick around a lot longer. The senior population in Bartlesville always continues to grow, as we're a wonderful community. But the need grows there, too. And so if you're a company or an individual who'd like to do a donation to help us purchase more air conditioners so that we can serve more people in the community, or to replace air conditioners every couple years because they only work for so long, and then we need to replace our inventory.
And I know you do, you know, get when you get them back, you do, like you said, clean and inspect them and make sure that they're fully functional and ready to go for the next season. And I assume if somebody has got a relatively new one, like just bought it within the last year or two, and then they moved and no longer need that thing, then they could donate that air conditioner to you.
Absolutely. These window units, they're pretty good for 2 to 4 years is kind of what we find. By year three,
they're needing more attention.
But yeah, if you have a fairly new one, maybe your air conditioner broke, and so in the meantime you bought a unit just to make it through until your new one went in. If that's the case, we would take those donations. Give us a call. But that's where we're at. So whether you need one or you're looking for a way to give back to the community because you know it's so hot and so important, this is another way. Each unit costs us about $120. So even if you just wanted to donate enough for one unit, that's one person that we can help each summer and keep them healthy and moving along. Absolutely.
It makes a big difference. We're going to continue talking elder care programs. And, of course, reminding you the open house is next Monday when we continue in just a moment.
There's always something good happening at the Bartlesville First Baptist Church. Coming up July 11th through the 16th is Falls Creek Youth Camp. Register now. And July 11th through the 14th, plus August 1st through the 5th, is the Cross Timbers Children's Mission Adventure Camp. Registration going on now. For more information about the First Baptist Church events calendar, call 918-336-6172.
AM 1400, 93.3 FM, K1. Again, talking with Jennifer from Elder Care. And I know you and I talk a lot about the Golden Opportunities Program. It's another opportunity for some social networking and also an opportunity to go out someplace, see something different, eat something different with other people.
Absolutely. And I love talking about Golden Opportunities. Actually, just at the end of June, we rolled out our new summer brochure. Mm-hmm. And so we have all new things coming up from now all the way through September. If you're not familiar with the program, like you said, it's social networking, it's travel, it's educational classes. It's based on a quarterly calendar. And so they come out. And so now is when you can sign up for things all the way through September. At the end of September, you can sign up all the way through the end of the year and so forth. But we have a great time. Actually, in about 2 weeks on July 20th, we are going to head out to Wichita. Mm-hmm. And we're going to see Frank Lloyd Wright actually built a house there in Wichita. Mm-hmm. Called the Allen House. So we're going to go check it out and do a tour there. And then they also have a wonderful natural history museum. So mm-hmm. if you want to see a dinosaur, you want to see an Egyptian mummy, you want to see just a wide range of world treasures, it's going to be a really great trip on July 20th. The buzz right now is our Branson overnight trip in August.
You nearly always get a big sign up on those lists.
We do. Yeah. We've been advertising for about 2.5 weeks. We already have over 30 people coming with us on the trip. We can take up to 50 with us on the large motor coach. We're going to head out August 30th and 31st at the end, right before September, and we're excited. We're going to go see Moses at the Sight and Sound Theater. Lots of people are super excited about it. It's going to be
great things about that show.
I've heard wonderful things. And our Facebook page, we put a trailer of the show up there. So if you're friends of us, go and see the trailer, or you can look it up online. We're also going to visit the Titanic Museum. We're going to go to the College of the Ozarks, check out all of the things they have there, plus eat at the Keter Center. If you've never been to the Keter Center, you got to eat there at least once. It's just wonderful. So that will be a really great trip. If you're interested in an overnight trip on a motor coach, give us a call. We can help you find a roommate. Maybe you already have a roommate. Maybe you don't want a roommate. You want to stay by yourself. We have those as well. And we've got about maybe 15 slots left. So you'll want to make sure to sign up. The deadline for signing up for that trip is July 27th.
Unless the bus fills up first.
The last day to sign up for the Wichita trip is actually next Tuesday. I think that's the 12th that you can sign up for that. And then in September, we're heading out to Fort Smith. And we'll be doing kind of a Wild West tour out there, visiting some of the historical sites and the hanging gallows of Judge Parker, and mm-hmm. so it'll be a really good time. And it's not just about
featured
travel.
In the movie True Grit.
Absolutely. And we also have 3 educational classes coming up here in the next couple months. The first one at the end of July, we're going to do an iPad class. Maybe you have an iPad, but you don't feel like you're using it to its full potential. We're going to walk you through how to use it. In August, I think it's August 11th, we will be having the original Buffalo Dale into Elder Care, Dale Lewis, and he wrote a book on the Molendore murder called Footprints in the Dew. And he's actually going to come and talk to us about how he got started with the topic and kind of the last 10 years that he's been working on this book and how he went through the writing process and interviewed people and getting it published. So not really a book review so much as it is kind of a process of how he developed the book.
Yeah, the rest of the story, so to speak.
Absolutely. But it's going to be a really fun time. I think he's an interesting speaker. It's a wonderful book. So if you're interested in anything about that, you can join us for that. September, we're going to do something new called Beer Versus Wine. We're going to have three courses for dinner, and we will have somebody pair a beer and a wine, and you're going to vote on which one's better with that course. It's kind of new for us.
Sounds great.
Yeah.
I want to at least get to another topic. I know you've got a Parkinson's support group that we need to get out there, because it's something that we're finding more and more out there that people need information.
Absolutely. We are offering Parkinson's support groups. Usually it's twice a month, but during the summer with everyone traveling, it's once a month. And so this month will be July 21st. It's a Thursday starting at 5 p.m. And what we're going to do is there's a topic called traveling with Parkinson's. So how can you travel and still kind of maintain as much control and leisure as you can? Also, it's going to be a potluck dinner. So okay. We're kind of keep it relaxed. We want people to get to know each other in the support groups, since we're kind of combining our two groups. So if you're interested in the Parkinson's support group on the 21st, usually there's not really an RSVP, but for the potluck, we ask you to give us a call so we can give you a little bit more information. You can do that at 918-336-8500. But we really encourage it. If you need support for your Parkinson's, this is the place to come, because being with people who are going through the same thing, it is a real help. And so that's the same with our caregiver support group. We've always done every Tuesday at 10 a.m. But Parkinson's support group, we are seeing a lot of success. And so we encourage you to come out, join us. Again, July 21st, 5 p.m. It's a potluck. There's a topic. It'll be a really good time.
Sounds like a great idea. And again, the open house next Monday morning. So come on out and see that.
10 a.m.
Wow.
Yeah.
You got a lot more information on your website, abouteldercare.org, I believe.
We do. Everything's usually listed there. You can check out copies of our Prime Times articles that are on there with informational things written by our staff. You can check out our Facebook page. Elder Care has a nice Facebook page. We keep posted with relevant articles for what's going on in the month. It talks about our Golden Opportunity trips. We'll remind you about our support groups and all of the events coming up. We try and use it as a community resource page as well. That's the other thing. We want to be a resource for you. So if you have a question, give us a call. We might have an answer to it, whether that's about Medicare Part D, whether that is you're about to turn 65 and, you know, there's some guidelines for enrolling in Medicare.
Yeah.
I think it's 6 months before up to or somewhere around there, 3 and 3. I believe it's
3 and 3 before, 3 after.
I think that's what it is. 3. But you need to, if that's you and you haven't even started thinking about it, give us a call. We have somebody on staff that can walk you through and kind of talk about what that transition is like, because you want to make sure you can get there and get it done. And we'll have lots of different things next month. I'll remind you, but next month we'll have another free hearing screening. We like to do those every couple months. And then another program that you can find about, more information about on our website, but a lot of people always ask us, is free medical equipment loans. If you're having a surgery this summer and you're going to need a temporary piece, or you're thinking it might be about time for a walker or a cane, but you don't want to buy one, give us a call. We can loan them out for free as long as we have them in stock. And then you can try it out and decide if that's what you need.
Does it work? Does it help?
Does it help? And again, sometimes you just need equipment temporarily, 6 weeks after a procedure, or you're going on a trip and you think a wheelchair or a walker just in case is a good idea. You can borrow ours and bring them back when you're done with it. So lots of information on that website. Also, we added a new section of it called Facts About Aging. And there's lots of different articles and things like that you can scroll through and really check out. If you're just interested in some of that, physical therapy is still there. We're kicking. They're always busy, but they're always having a good time.
Just call for an appointment and they can tell you what you need.
Absolutely. Just give us a call about anything. I mean, Ronnie loves to talk to anybody on the phone in the mornings. You can call us at 918-336-8500 with any question you may have about the services we provide, things you're looking for. If we don't know it, we probably do know who can help you out with that. That's what we take pride in, is that we're here to help, whether that's yourself or whether that's because you're a caregiver.
Yeah.
And you just have questions, or a lot of phone calls we get to is, my parents are moving here in 3 months and we are so excited, but we have no idea what they may be interested in, and so we can walk you through all of the programs we have and help you get
and you
prepared.
Just say, send them over to the open house. We're going to get them connected.
Absolutely. That's the best time. Actually, what we always say is, you come to the open house, because if you have a team, you know, people are a lot more willing. There's a misconception that we're a nursing home, or you have to be quote-unquote old.
Yeah.
You know, that's not the case. Age is just a number. It's not who you are. People who travel with us, they're in their 70s, they're in their 80s. I just met a 90-year-old signing up for a trip with us. They're active, they're spry. It's all about taking care of yourself, getting out there, being active, and getting the support that you need.
Yeah, I've heard people say it doesn't feel any different than being 30 or 40 or 50 or 60. So, you know.
Absolutely. I love that. I mean, I used to be so afraid when I was younger about what the aging process would do. And working at Elder Care has just inspired me that age really is just a number, and that it really is how you look at life and how you take care of yourself. And even when things get tough, you know, there's ways that you can help.
Okay, well, that's our community connection this morning on AM 1400 K1. The Overcomers on the way next, brought to you by Brian Little, Haley and Kent, CPA.
Iran recently added more than 7,000 special police to their ranks.